Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1252, and the writing is shir number 404. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about which items need a separate bracha in the middle of a meal when one wash for bread. So just in reference to drinks a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit more about drinks, coffee, tea, and so on. But the general concept of drinks, the amotzi made on the bread, exempts all standard drinks that are served during the meal. In general, it's a machlokes, but l'maisa the Shulchan Aruch comes out that we do not make brachas on the regular standard drinks. If a drink is served after the meal, according to some poskim, it would require bracha, certain drinks, not all drinks, certain drinks in certain situations, which we'll talk about that down the line. So just to give an example, if one has, let's say, what's a drink that's after the meal type of a drink, a hot coffee, a hot tea, and these type of things, that sometimes runs into questionable situations, and we'll talk about that separately. But the standard regular drinks, even after meal to quench their thirst or so on, would not require a bracha. But there are certain times with coffee and tea, there is an exception. Okay, but we'll see how that works. But the regular, so the regular, let's have it straight. The regular general drinks during the meal do not require bracha. And even if one drinks coffee or tea, so good, we said coffee and tea could be a little bit of a suffix, a little bit of a question. But if somebody drinks coffee and tea during the course of the meal, right, that's only at the end of the meal, which we'll talk about separately. But if they drink it during the course of the meal, their drink, what's your drink? My drink is orange juice. My drink is soda. My drink is coffee. My drink is tea. That's part of the meal, right? You're drinking it together with the food. It doesn't have to be bedafka with the food, but that's your main drink during the meal. So if the drinks, if one of the drinks, like instead of soda, instead of orange juice, or instead of water, you have coffee or tea during the course of the meal and not at the end of the meal, then no extra bracha would be needed. So that's clear like that. So therefore, for example, if one drinks water, soda, juice, coffee, tea, like we said, various type of drinks during the course of the meal, no extra bracha is needed. And now in reference to wine, in reference to somebody wants to drink wine or grape juice. Now, Shabbos is separate, but then, let's say during the week, I sit down to have a meal. In the middle, I want to have a little bit of wine, a little grape juice or whatever. So reference to wine or grape juice, due to the importance, it's actually a separate simon in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll talk about how that works in reference to liquids and how that the ins and outs. But the general concept of it is when wine or grape juice, somebody sits down to drink in the middle of the meal during the week or whatever, right? So a bracha of a hagafen would be needed because of the chashivas, the importance of wine or grape juice. And before you drink it, you have to make the hagefen, again, not just wine, but also grape juice. And it would cover the rest of the, not every time you take a cup of wine, but once you make one bari hagefen, it covers the wine or grape juice you get to drink the rest of the meal. The same thing would apply as far as after bracha, so the benching covers that too. Okay, so now what about, for example, let's say Shabbos, right? Shabbos, what's most of the time that people do drink wine or grape juice is usually going to be Shabbos, right? Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if one heard Kiddush on Shabbos or on Yom Tov and they actually drank some of the wine or the grape juice, then they should taka not make a hagofen on the drinking that they're going to drink, the wine or grape juice during the meal. Now, however, this only applies if one originally intended, they had in mind. The Bedafka had in mind to drink more grape juice or wine during the meal, even though they drank some by Kiddush. So if they intended to drink more, so then it covers that. Or if a person usually drinks, I always drink a little bit of grape juice or wine during the course of the meal on Shabbos, Yom Tov. So if a person's accustomed to usually drinking wine or grape juice during the meal also, let's say Shabbos, Yom Tov, so then that would be taka, that would also be all included in the Kiddush, as long as they drank some of the wine during Kiddush. Okay, so it's an important thing to keep in mind. I think a lot of people are not so familiar with that, that even though you do make, somebody does make Kiddush, or you heard Kiddush from somebody else, it doesn't make a difference. So as long as you drank, you have to drink a little bit of the wine. It doesn't automatically cover, everything that you're going to drink during the meal. In other words, as far as the wine, in other words, it's important to keep in mind that to have in mind that wine or grape juice will be drinking during the meal when you drink a little bit by Kiddush, or if something that you drink anyways, always wine. It's regularly, in other words, by the Shabbos, Yom Tov Sudi, you drink anyways, we want wine or grape juice, so then you don't even have to have it in mind as part of, it's like automatically that's all you had in mind. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov. Just real quickly, I just want to end off. Sefer Guidelines brings this down on page 316 and page 317. Sefer Guidelines and so on. Cult of cult.